Hello, I'm Brian Gorman, your Transforming Lives coach, and I'd like to welcome you to Answers and Questions. One of the 10 most important lessons that I have learned in 50 years of engaging with change. Answers and questions. Unfortunately, the roles that we take tend to dictate whether we focus on providing answers or asking questions. And we get very good at it, and our egos tend to keep us focused in one of those two channels, answers or questions. So as parents, we answer a lot of questions. Doctors are expected to have the answers. Consultants, they're hired because they're subject matter experts. They should have all the answers. Coaches, therapists, we're trained not to tell our clients the answers. We're trained to ask questions. But in fact, in each of these roles, the other channel plays an important part. If all a parent does is give the child the answers, the child is denied the opportunity to really mature and learn how to live on their own, learn how to make mistakes, recover from them, become resilient, and so forth and so on. So answers and questions each have their place no matter what role you're playing. When are answers the channel to take? Well, whatever the role you're playing, there are times when you're the expert. And in those times, your answers should be part of the message that you're delivering. For example, as I mentioned earlier, I have 50 years of intentionally engaging with change. I have 30 years of studying people going through change. It would be negligent at best for me to not bring that knowledge and that experience to my coaching. And there are times that it becomes important for me to share, not just in questions, but in answers, some of what I have learned. When should you be asking questions? Well, for all of us, no matter what our roles, we should be asking questions before we provide answers. You don't want to go into see a doctor with a symptom of recurring headaches and have that doctor prescribe pain relievers just on the basis of the symptoms that you present. And yet all too often, as parents, as consultants, as subject matter experts, as supervisors, we provide answers before we ask questions. I see it often when I'm in groups with consultants. I'm in a number of different mastermind type groups where people will present a problem, a challenge, or an opportunity. And without proper facilitation, you immediately have somebody say, you know, what you should do is, let me tell you, what you should do is, well, no. Because again, you're providing answers to what may be a symptom. It's important to get to the root cause. What is challenging that individual? One way to do this is what's called the five whys, W-H-Y, the five whys technique. Basically, once the individual that you're working with lays out their challenge, you begin to explore it deeper and deeper and deeper. So as an example, I had a client who was in her mid-30s, was a nurse, got laid off. And she was working with me trying to figure out what to do next with her career. And I began by asking her what she thought she should do. She said, well, I think I should go back to being a nurse, find a nursing job somewhere else. And I asked why, and she said, basically, she said, well, that's what I know how to do. That's what I've trained to do. And I asked why again, and I asked why again, and I asked why again. And what I ultimately discovered, what she ultimately came to say, is that she had become a nurse because her parents thought she should be a nurse. That was not the career path she ever wanted. And it was not going to be a satisfying career path for her to return to. So we went on to create a new career path for her and a way of moving forward. And we use story, and as I've taught in another of these lessons and so forth. And she now is successful in a whole new career. But you have to begin asking questions before you provide answers, so that you're really getting to the root of the question that you're being asked. Another time that it's important to ask questions rather than provide answers is when the person that you're working with, again, whether it's an employee you're supervising, whether it's a family member, whether it's a client, that person, when that person has to own the answer, it's important that you ask questions to help them find the answer. If you provide the answer, then whether or not they execute it effectively, and it may be the perfect answer. From your perspective, it may be the perfect answer, period. But if they don't execute it effectively, if they don't execute it successfully, you're the blame. You're the blame. So you also need to ask questions when the person that you're in conversation with has to own the answers. How do you make that shift? Well, as a change management consultant for a lot of years, let me tell you, it's not easy. When I first began training as a coach, I continued to slip into the give you answers mode. It takes time, it takes practice, but it can be done. And it's important that you learn to do it. Before we move into how you ask questions, one other thing that's important about why questions are important. They engage people. They communicate to others that you care. You want to hear from them. You want to connect with them. So always, always make questions a part of your conversation. So how do you ask questions? Well, first of all, you don't ask questions that have a single word answer. Yes, no, maybe sometimes questions don't advance the conversation very far. They don't get the person that you're talking with very deep into thinking things through. And those questions can always be reframed. Take some practice. It may take pausing and reflecting for a minute to reframe the question from yes, no, into one that requires some thought on the part of the other person. So, for example, with my nursing client, I didn't ask, is there another career that you would be happy in? Or do you think you should continue in nursing? I asked a question that if you've listened to some of my other lessons, you'll recognize, which is, if all the obstacles are removed, what is the career that would make your heart sing? She had to think about that one, but she found it. And she's now having her heart sing. Your questions will be an exploration of both doing and being. So again, with my nursing client, what do you need to do to prepare to tell your parents that you're not returning to nursing? And then, after she answered that question, because I only ask one question at a time, if you ask two or more, then the person you're working with gets a choice of which one they answer and which ones they avoid. After she answered that, my question was, and who do you have to be to have that conversation with your parents? I had a mentor coach once who compared this process to mining for gems. As he put it, you dig up a lot of muck along the way and the gems are buried in there. So when you're engaged in this kind of exploration with someone, you don't want to just leave it with the gems buried in the muck they've dug up. And I'll ask those I'm working with in this way, what are the important things that you've learned or relearned or uncovered out of this conversation? What are you going to do with them? How are you going to apply them? What's your plan? What do you need to make that plan work? Who do you need to support you in that plan? When are you going to execute that plan? So I don't do the plan for them, because again, they need to own the answers. They need to own the application of those answers. And I make sure that I work with them to build the plan that they need to succeed. There are times when answers are the right approach to take, regardless of the role that you're in. There are times when questions are the right approach. And when you're using questions, remember, you're engaging the person. You're showing they mean something to you, that you care. You're helping them create the answers that they can own. So you need to ask questions that aren't yes, no. You need to ask questions that cause them to reflect on both doing and being. And you need to ask questions that help them form the action plan they need to execute what they've uncovered through the conversation that you've had. If this lesson has been of use to you and you think it would be of value to others, feel free to pass the link along. I'm Brian Gorman, your Transforming Lives coach. Thank you for joining me in this lesson, one of the 10 most important lessons I have learned in engaging change over the last 50 years.